Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
There's a statement that our CFO makes and a lot of our team on the directional leadership team have adopted, and I don't like it, but they call it the speed of Crank because I like to go. Anybody in here like to go fast? If we are to go out to eat, I'm going to look at you right away and go, hey, you looking at the menu right now? You looking at the menu? Because if you're talking and you're hanging, I know it's going to take too much time. I don't want to spend the night here. Anybody else like here, okay? I want you to eat. Let's order. If you don't order, I'm going to help order. Then I eat fast. In fact, if I look at you and you're still eating your salad, I'm like, we're going to be here all night. Who are you in the room, okay? Some of you looking at me like, that's rude. I know who you are. We're never going to eat, okay? But you get really, really busy, and it's okay to have a fire in you, but you also have to learn to rest. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit today, about how to be, you know, thinking maybe I'm going to get overwhelmed, but really I'm going to learn to overcome. So I was about 18, and my dad spoke a lot out at different places, and we went to Mexico. I think it was Mexico City, and there was this organization there that they had this leader. I think he was around late 70s or 80s, and he had built a lot of churches. Everybody respected him, and we got to go to his house. We came in, and unexpectedly, he was sleeping on the couch, and he woke up. And I remember when he woke up, he's dressed and everything, but he woke up, and he woke up and tried to pretend he wasn't sleeping. In fact, here's a trick. If you don't learn anything, and you're sleeping at work, okay, and your boss comes up to you, I just thought of this, and they look at you, and they tap you on the shoulder at the end, and they wake you up, just go, amen. Come on, that's a word right there, okay? And I remember that he acted like it was wrong that he was sleeping. And I thought I was 18, but I thought, man, if I was his age and built what he built, I wouldn't be afraid or embarrassed to say that you sleep. How many of y'all sleep? How many of y'all sleepwalk? How many of y'all snore? How many of the person next to you snores, okay? So... We're created to sleep. And I remember thinking there, if I were to ever become a successful leader, I would not try to hide it that I was Superman. I would try to say that I take naps, that I have to rest, because there's a balance and there's a season, because if you don't, you'll never overcome. You'll always feel overwhelmed. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1, it says this, to everything there is a season, a time, and a purpose under heaven. But if we're not careful, we try to fit all seasons into one day. We try to get it all done. We got to go. And then we're a little rude, and then our mental health isn't okay, and then we're not sleeping, and we're not drinking water, and we're drinking big old 200 milligrams of stuff that you don't even know that it's hitting your system right now. I can feel it. So tonight when I try to sleep, I'm probably going to go, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm communicating in front of people and scared right now, and there's all these campuses watching, and Sunset Hills and Earth City and Ferguson, Florissant, and I don't know, Fairview Heights or RPC. There's a lot of churches right now. And so I've got it in my mind that I got to make sense and put a bow on it. And is it enough Bible? Is it funny enough? And so sometimes when I go to bed at night, I go, Nicole, I don't know what's wrong with me. Anybody, a business owner, you know, employ people, you got stuff. Your mind is always going. So to everything, there is a season, but you can't fit everything into the season. So I want to give you a few things that might help you. One of which is I try to live my life by the rhythm that works for me. Now, everybody's going to have a different rhythm that works for them. I have a lot of meetings. Every Monday, we have a DLT meeting and a leadership meeting. We have so many meetings. We have meetings about the meetings that we're going to have about the meetings. And I'm not a big meeting guy. So everybody wants to Zoom me, okay? We're going to Zoom. I ask people all the time, does it have to be a Zoom? Because I spend a lot of my life right here. My phone is here, and I am here, and I'm like this, okay? In fact, if you see me walking through the mall and say hi, in fact, South County, I'm apologizing right now to a guy. He ran out. He was so excited to see me. He ran out of the shoe store. He's like, oh, my God. And I go, but somebody's talking to me. I'm talking to them. Because if I don't have to be in a room, I'm not made to sit down at a desk and look at a Zoom forever. I'm going to be walking and talking and thinking and pacing. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? Now, I realize, like, you can't go to your boss tomorrow and go, no more meetings for me. There are some meetings you have to Zoom. But I'm saying that I try to find a rhythm that works for me. Raise your hand if it's making sense to you. So everything, there is a season, but you got to make sure that you're not allowing yourself to become overwhelmed. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8, it says this, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. There's a tension between being overwhelmed and being defeated, and still standing and doing what God has called you to do. What God has called you to do won't kill you. It's all the other great ideas that we have. We're an entrepreneur. We're going to start this. We're going to start that. We're going to do that. Oh, yeah. Some of our church, they own franchises, right? So if one franchise is good, 10 franchises would be great. Somebody told me yesterday, oh, my gosh, we were going to be like you, and we started an additional campus. We had two campuses, and it was going to kill us. How do you do eight? You know how we do eight? I want to shout out all of our campus pastors and all the dream team, because when the dream team works, the team works. It's good. I sent voice messages today to Pastor Nia and Pastor Ree and a couple of the campuses I sent during their dream team huddle this morning about 7 o'clock in the morning. I was telling them how great they are. Because if I can stay rested and I can be healthy, then I can bring health to people. Because you know what people don't want from me? She said, what? Yeah, at least I got Cynthia's interested. What? Look at your neighbor and say, what? What do they want from you? You know, they want a 200 milligram caffeine jacked up preacher. I'm just, the world stinks. And the problem is 24 hours a day, we got to hear what Donald Trump is saying, what Biden is saying, and what everybody's saying. Then I have to have an opinion about what everybody's saying. And then COVID was going to kill us, and Y2A was going to kill us. Listen, there's a lot of junk that happens on the phone that we don't have to have an opinion about. There was a time, young people, Google this. I swear to you, this is true. There was a time that there was only three stations on TV. You had NBC, ABC, and CBS. And if the president was on, and by the way, you didn't have to hear from these guys very much, but occasionally, when you had to hear from them, you were screwed because everybody was hearing from them. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. And then at about 2 o'clock in the morning, when they thought that you needed to go to bed, they would go, help me. Oh, say, can you see? And you're like, oh, no, I don't want to go to bed. Next, man, the rocket's red. I don't want to go to bed. Okay, but we had to go to bed. But now we got Netflix and Hulu and all this stuff. And I don't know about you, but I get to watching a show, and somehow these people are so good, they just hook me at the last minute. I got to go, I got to find out what happens there. And I got to find out what's happening there. And it's a good thing I had 200 milligrams of caffeine, because I can stay up all night and I can work. And then we go to the water cooler and say, did you see the last episode? Yellowstone is over. Oh, my God. Why did Kevin Costner had to go do this stupid movie? I mean, my life was Yellowstone. I bought the hat. I got the shirt. Yellowstone. You see how screwed up we got? And we wonder why people are shooting each other and going crazy. Thank God you had the good sense to come to church today, hear the word of God, and realize I got to put some rhythm in my life. On the screen, come on, Earth City. Feeling overwhelmed is not failure. Just because you feel overwhelmed doesn't mean that you are overwhelmed. The Bible said, let the weak say, I am. Let the weak say, I am. Now, always remember, we're not strong for the Lord. We're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So when you invite Jesus into your heart, which he did, then you start going to church, it makes a difference. I was thinking today on the way here, because I have two grandsons, and man, the newest one, his first words were mama. They called me papa, so the second words he had was papa, which just ensured that he's going to be cared for the rest of his life. They named him Lennox David Crank. Actually, they named him Lennox David Austin after his other grandpa. Or Curtis, Lennox, I don't even say it much, so I don't know. It's really, because what I did is I cut the other grandpa out. I was like, no. It's just Lennox David Crank. So when I walk in the room, I go, Lennox David Crank. He's a little bit over a year old. And he starts waddling to me, Lennox David Crank. And I've said his name so much that even his brother, I asked Liam, I said, what's his name? And he goes, Lennox David Crank. The other grandpa just got cut out. He's a great guy. He's a nice guy. But I'm the one that's around him all the time. But this little guy, his second words were, go, go. He gets up in the morning. If he's at our house, he looks at the door and goes, go, 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 go. And I said, oh, my God, it's a mini me. They named him after me. God love him. Go, 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 go. But remember, you, if you got a lot of go-go in you, not go-go dancer, you pervert. Come on, somebody. I don't know, but never give me one of those caffeine drinks again. Don't do it. How many of y'all kind of like it? You're like, put one in every week. Make it a double. Okay, so if you got a lot of go-go in you, you got to balance it, because if you don't, you're going to feel overwhelmed, and then you're going to suffer from burnout. That's why I got that rhythm where I'll do meetings, but then I have to say no. I want you to write this down. Sometimes you have to say no to be able to say a bigger yes to something. So people ask me all the time, and I love our church. You got so many great people. And people go, oh, I want you to do my wedding. I want to go to lunch. Well, today, just look at our city. Thousands of people at that campus alone, all the way to the back, okay? Sunset Hills, thousands of people go to our church. I can't go to lunch with everybody all the time. Plus, we already know you and I probably wouldn't do good at lunch if you didn't order really quick. I don't even like minute rice. I think that takes too long. But what we have to do is say no to some weddings so I can say yes to whatever we're doing right now. So what you might have to say no to over here, but it is so hard because I want to do it. I want to be with you. I want to be around you, but I can't do everything. And then you're like, oh my gosh, what happened to David Crank? He started smoking crack. He was high. He ran off with the organ player, and it's a guy. And so you judge preachers, you know, you're like, what in the world, that preacher? But we're like, pray for me, feed me, help me, heal me. I may come to church, I might not come to church, but whatever you do, make sure you're in church when I need you. I'll be in church when needs you, but I gotta be able to say no. I'm saying that for you, so you can say no, not in a mean way, but go, I'd love to, but I can't, because there's a greater call to sustain, to finish my course with joy. Right? Wave at me. Wave at me if you even like the sermon. Raise your hand, wave it. It's only half of you got one hand. Now, if that other person didn't wave with that other hand, please take your hand and just go like this. That other one. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. Psalm 61, verse 2. From the ends of the earth, I call to you. This is what David's saying. From the ends of the earth, I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So we see David say, hey, my heart grows faint, but lead me to the rock. The rock is what you chose to do today. You went to church. I'm trying to push you to get in a group because I say, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. You get around the right people, you can ask the right questions, you get the right results. Lead me to the rock. The rock is the word of God. The rock is the church. So we see here that David is definitely feeling overwhelmed. But he ran to the rock. He did not retreat. He actually said, hey, I'm not going to deny the pressure. I'm going to redirect it. I'm not going to deny it. I'm going to redirect it. So what we really need and what the world needs for you, because there's a call of God on your life to help people, to bring people to church, to raise those kids, to raise those grandkids. And it's tough. In fact, I lost my train of thought a while ago when I was talking about my grandkids. What I was thinking of on the way here this morning is I actually told Nicole, I said, can you imagine being Austin and Morgan this morning? And you pastor a church, and you got to get these little jokers ready. They kind of have terrorist tendencies while they're trying to make them a hot pocket or a pancake. They're slapping at them, and then they end up getting them dressed, and then they mess up. Anybody ever have a kid fully dressed? Y'all know where I'm going right now. You're ready to go out the door, and they had a blowout that went all the way up. Come on, raise your hand right now. You got to blow out, and then you got to change the outfit. And then you got to go, oh, God, this is the only one we had. Then you got to try to come to church and see the greeters and go, God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. Praise the Lord. I know, young people, it was hard for you to get here today, but you made the right decision by coming into the house of God, getting support. And by the way, that's why we need older people in the nursery, for two reasons. One, you might slip up and forget how horrible this is and have another kid. Two, you get it fixed, because if you need to clean out a blowout child, we have a nursery at every campus for you. Come on, get you some of that right now. Come in and just get a little kid. I love it. I love our church in our city especially. Okay, give me 30 seconds. Are you ready for this? Don't judge me, but I personally think that mixed babies, now white people don't send me messages about this, that I think your babies are ugly, okay? I do not think your babies are ugly, but in my opinion, if you get a mixed baby and the hair is right and the color is right, to me, that's unbelievable. Actually, it's the way I even like my coffee. Come on, somebody, just kind of like a little, I don't want just black coffee, and I just don't want white coffee. I want a mixed coffee, okay? So that's why, I don't even know why I'm here. I think that drink is bad for me. But I'm at our city and I see those babies and they come up to me and hold on to me and hug me. And they want pictures. And then I go to the mall and I forget that people don't come to my church. And I'm walking through the mall and I'm like, oh, let me hold your baby. And they're like, call the cops. But I'm saying church is great, isn't it? We get to all be a family, raise the kids, hang out together. We almost had a hand clap. Come on, every campus do it then. Here's another slide for you. Feelings are not facts. Just because you feel overwhelmed doesn't mean that you're defeated. So your feelings are fickle. My feelings, sometimes I feel glad, sometimes I feel sad, and sometimes that's all within a 10-minute period. Sometimes I'm like, man, oh yeah, I'm excited. I got all this dopamine hitting me. I'm excited about this, excited. And then all of a sudden I get bad news. Lightning struck RPC right now, Royal Palm. They're watching, streaming right now, okay? That's a miracle because we had to fly all of our crew in from St. Louis to fix it all because lightning hit our church, blew out a $40,000 soundboard, $20,000 lighting, two cameras at like $9,000 a piece. That's depressing. That stuff isn't insured. When I heard that, I felt overwhelmed. I'm like, God, really? Lightning? Who was in charge? And I mean, why didn't you hit the strip club? Rachel's is a block away. Right there. That'd be a great place to hit lightning up in there. Not here, for God's sakes. That's not fair. That's wrong. Come on, I'll give you a minute. Yeah, some of you are laughing, some of you are clapping, some of you are like, I'm never coming back. Just remember, it's not me. It's 200 milligrams of caffeine. This is what happens when you mix the word with Jesus and 200 milligrams of caffeine. But I had encouraged myself and realized, hey, that is bad, but I'm not gonna say I'm overwhelmed. I'm gonna go, nope, you know what? Where God guides, he provides. If it's God's will, it's God's will. Bad things happen, something bad happened. For sure, we're gonna call an electrical contractor to put lightning rods on every building we have. And we're gonna knock them off the strip clubs if they got lightning rods, because we want our house protected. But I can't get down and get defeated and go, but this is a bad thought. I got a $188,000 parking lot that needs paved. We got $300,000 parking lot that gets paved. We got, they're at Earth City today. You got, I think, 27 air units at $200,000 a piece on the top of there. That church needs a new roof, and it's $1 million, and I'm from homeschool. I don't even know how to spell. I'm overwhelmed. Or I go, no, I've been here before. I've been here before. And if God did it once, he can do it again. I'm not going to be overwhelmed with feelings. I'm not going to be intimidated. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I declare right now that I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Everything my hand touches turns to good. No weapon formed against me, including lightning, will prosper in the name of Jesus. Come on, give God some praise today. Oh, Lord, we even woke up the organ player on that one. Yeah, we did. Yes, we did. Here's another slide for you. I like these because you take pictures of them. Faith is working even when feelings aren't. So your faith is working even when your feelings aren't. It's moving, but you got to activate it. Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. Didn't say if you go through deep waters. It says when. He says rivers of difficulty. Anybody ever been in the river of difficulty? Have you ever been kind of drowning and somebody threw you a block to help you? We don't need friends like that. You will not drown. When you walk through fire, not if, when you walk through fire, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Now, notice it said walk through. So we're not staying. Can I get some water? So we're not staying in it, but we walk through. The Bible said when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we'll fear no evil. So I always say this, when you're going through hell, don't stop. And your body will give you clues. Like mine said, hey, you got too much of the caffeine. It's blocking your arteries as well as your air passage. Here's to us. Let's talk about that for a minute. Why is it that we think, have you ever seen people giving a public speech and they take the cap off real quick? Like they're doing something bad. It's not a fifth of whiskey, it's water. Have you ever seen people do that? Oh. You don't have to do that. You need water. I need water. You're feeling uncomfortable, aren't you? It's all right. But have you ever been at work and you were too busy? Because I got to go to the bathroom, but I can't go to the bathroom, not right now. If you need to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. If you're here at church right now and I got to go to the bathroom, you're going to miss it. You can watch on YouTube later. Go to the bathroom. You say, what are people going to think? That's what we do a lot of times. What are they going to think? Now we're adding more pressure on ourselves. What are they going to think? They're probably going to think you're going to the bathroom. And if you stay in there too long, what are they going to think? Oh, my God. They have irritable bowel syndrome. But have you ever thought about that people probably aren't thinking about you as much as you think they're thinking about you? But because you think about you all the time, you think that everybody's thinking about you when you walk away. Oh, man, hope I look good. Girl, does my butt look big in this? Nobody's looking at your butt. Probably. But go ahead and do your squats just in case. But you put a lot of pressure on yourself that you don't need to. Tell people, I need a break. I need to take a nap. I'm tired. These are actually, give yourself permission to say, wait a minute, I'm not going to allow the enemy to put me under pressure. Now, here's another slide for you. The process of overcoming requires pressure. So there is pressure. You're never going to build a great church, a good life, a big organization, a good family without pressure. Your kids are going to do stuff. They're not teenagers yet. Don't write your book on parenting. Then when they get older, you think it would get easier. It doesn't. I've got adult kids. And here's the problem. They also work for me. With me. But here's the biggest problem. They have to deal with me. So if I want to go somewhere and do something, and they say, I can't. I don't have time off work. I go, we just gave you time. They might not even want to be with me. But there's pressure. It's pressure to work with your family. At church, you got pressure. Everywhere, as long as you're alive, there's going to be pressure. But what you have to do is you have to maintain joy because, as I said a minute ago, what people really want from me, come here, Gabe, is they want to add a boy. So we got campus pastors at every campus. This one here is extremely incredible. He just got his wife, and they just found out they're having a baby, and it's going to be a boy. But what Gabe wants from me is add a boy. Good job. That's great. Here's an area of opportunity maybe here or there, but a lot of times I have a firewall between me and a lot of people because sometimes I can come across unfiltered, and my words to Gabe weigh 10,000 pounds. So if I could go through somebody else and say, hey, this, this, and this, now they translate that to Gabe, And Gabe, Gabe doesn't feel the weight. Am I making sense to anybody? But what we're doing is sometimes we add pressure to the people that we want to perform good for us, and people perform better. I know I do, is when people say, that was good. Because I already know that I'm bad, and I'm looking at the things that I did that were bad. Should I have done that? Should I not have done that? Definitely shouldn't have done the Rachel's thing. I was fine. It was funny. Then I went back for the lightning rod. You know what I'm saying? And that didn't work so well. That didn't land. And so I'm editing all this stuff in my head, and I got to go to bed with that at night. But since it's me picking on me, it's a little easier than if somebody else that really respects me and loves me, don't you?
Yeah.
But how many times have you gotten unhealthy and you were short and you were mad? And the very people that you love, you said, you never, and blah, 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 instead of saying, hey, wait a minute, watch this. If we do this, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
If I put my hand, how many of y'all don't want me to do that with 200 milligrams right now, as hard as I can? Come on, help me with this. Y'all looking like, do it. Shame on you people. Well, I wouldn't want to do that because it hurt me. But I can do it this way. See that? That won't hurt. Then I can redirect that. So if I come at Gabe like this, problem, but if I do this, I can redirect it. Hey, Gabe, you always do this. You're incredible. I saw his wife a minute ago backstage, and I saw her, and she had stuff she was carrying. And I said, I cannot believe that you are having a baby, and you've been at women's conference, running these hallways, doing all that stuff. She said, I'm really not tired. It's great. I said, well, that's just awesome. And I talked to the baby for a minute. Hey, you're going to love me. I'm going to be your favorite pastor. You get what you brag on, not what you nag on. So you know what it made her want to do? Oh, I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep performing. Because we all perform better when we feel better. But if you and I are unhealthy, we are going to project things onto people, and it's going to hurt them. Raise your hand if it's making sense to you. Give it up for Gabe. Real big. God bless you. So joy is a big part of it. I'm almost done. James chapter 1. Verse 2, consider it, what's that say? Pure joy. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face many trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let it finish its work so that you may be mature, complete, lacking nothing. So, when you walk in joy, the joy of the Lord is your what?
Strength.
Shout it again. The joy of the Lord is your
strength.
So no joy, no
strength.
So if you have joy, you have
strength.
So now we consider it a joy, even though it's not a joy. It's not a joy that the church got hit by lightning, but I'm going to consider it a joy.
Right.
It's not a joy that right now I have phlegm loading up in my throat. I'm embarrassed about it. And I'm trying to overcome it, and I really need to sound like a cat. Audio guys just have a heart attack. Will you give it up for the audio guys at Aubrey Church? Phenomenal. So when stuff happens, we can ignore it and go, oh my gosh, I'm choking up here. I don't know what's going to happen. Streaming to all these campuses, what I'm going to do? I'm going to address it and talk to you about phlegm in my throat. That's nasty. Have you ever had it? You liar, raise your old phlegmy hands. Okay? Consider it joy. Doesn't mean it is a joy. Now, what you call overwhelming, God calls overflow. So as I close, whenever your organization or your life, your little kids, we're overflowing. We have a quiver full. I got a 1-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 4-year-old. Okay, that's good, but how many of y'all know that's a problem? Ryan Potter and his wife, they just had twins. It's one for both of them. And sometimes Ryan's walking around like this with two babies. That's overflow, but let's put it up. You're not what you call overwhelming, God calls overflow. So we pray, God, give me overflow. God, remember we had one church. God, I believe, God, you're going to give us two churches. God, and then 3, and then 4, and then 5, and then 6. You know what's worse than having one church? Having 8 of them. It's overflow. People want what you want, but you have to learn to carry it in a graceful way, whether it's Zoom meetings or now you're maxed out and now you're treating people bad and you're not operating in joy. Raise your hand if I'm making sense to you today. So how do we operate in joy? We cannot feel sorry for ourselves. The next statement is, you can be pitiful or powerful, but you can't be both. Sometimes when it goes bad, lightning struck the church. Dad, why couldn't you start a big church? The church is out of debt. Let's put up our slide, if you don't mind. God, have you seen our slide? Look at all this stuff we need. God, we need $600,000 for this and $500,000 for the elevator and $485,000 for this and $430,000. Of all places, couldn't you hit Second Baptist in Dallas? Couldn't you hit Lakewood? You know they got money. Oh, God, in Lakewood. Or you could say, wait a minute, I can't be pitiful. I got to be powerful. And if there was ever a time, I'm a single mom, I need to be strong. I'm a single dad, I need to be strong. I got two toddlers, I need to be strong. Not for the Lord, but in the Lord. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to act right. I'm going to walk by faith and not. But somebody ought to give God praise today. I'm going to not be overwhelmed. I'm going to be overcoming. Last scripture, Romans 8, 37. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Paul said, yet in all these things, have you got some things? Raise your hand at every campus. Got some problems. I mean, the problem's sitting next to you. Don't just nod at me. Don't point. That only creates more problems. Don't think that you're the only one with problems. Say, you know what? I'm going to church, going through growth track. I'm going to help other people. I'm going to give back. Church Alive's worth the drive. There's a lot of great churches probably closer to you. But this one today, you laughed with 200 milligrams of caffeine. And you got some advice that you can apply on Monday that you learned on Sunday that can change your life forever. A couple bullet points for relief. Stop offering people advice that they didn't ask you for. So sometimes we try to not listen to people and we try to fix them. So people didn't subscribe to your podcast, so don't offer them the advice. Talking to moms and dads, talking to people. Sometimes I've found that I consistently try to solve other people's problems and that only drains me and they're not even asking me to solve the problem. But I tend to think I know what's best for everybody. I tend to know what's best for my grandkids. I tell my kids sometimes how to raise the grandkids. Like, oh, he just told you. The dude's 4 years old. He came up to his dad and he said, hey, you don't talk to me like that. Oh, my dad would have sent me back to where I came from. Anybody had a dad like that? My dad said, oh, I'll kill you and tell God you died and make another one just like you. So I can offer advice. Instead, I go, this is none of your business. Amen. Try not to laugh because it's hilarious. And then they begin to negotiate. He's 34 and he's negotiating with a four-year-old. I never did that. But I mean, that was just the way I did my life. But I cannot consistently try to get in other people's world. All it's going to do is make me feel overwhelmed and it's going to push them away. Couple more advices. Try not to go to bed with your screen. I'm preaching to me right now. Give me 30 seconds. Sometimes when I go to bed, your body has to make melatonin. Did you know that? To go to sleep. So that's why God put the sun to go down at nighttime so your little butt would go to bed. But instead, we go, I don't want to take a nap. So then we sit there and we try to scroll. And I've scrolled so much that I was so tired scrolling that I've dropped it on my face and almost chipped a tooth. Anybody willing to admit to me, it'll be the younger people in here, but anybody ever scroll, oh my God. And then you're scrolling and you see a thing on TikTok that says, solve the problem. There's a phone holder that can go to your neck and it's strong and it'll hold it. Anybody ever seen that? Come on, raise your hand. And I'm like, that's what I need. I could have this in front of me so my screen time says, this week you have accomplished an amazing thing. 22 out of 24 hours, you kept scrolling. Now I'm not making melatonin. Now I'm having to see what everything's going on in the world, how crazy it is. You know, the Epstein files out. What's happening in California? What's happening in Sudan? And I get myself all riled up about all kinds of social justice issues, and I've got opinions about stuff that come to find out wasn't even true. And then I wonder why my REM sleep shows up on my ring is not good. My deep sleep's not good. It says, hey, we're concerned about you. Your temperature is high. And I'm like, it sure is. Let's get flexible. Let's be spiritually responsible. Let's start enjoying our life. Let's start passing to the positive. Let's start saying, you know, God, I trust you. I'm not going to watch the news 24 hours a day. Was that all right for today? Come on, give God praise. Stand up with me at every campus. I want to pray for you. Look at your neighbor and say, well, I had fun sitting by you today. Tell him, say, I'm going to let you take me to lunch after this. And I'm going to let you pay. I feel led to let you pay. Okay, so stretch your hands toward me. I want to pray for you. God, I pray right now that you move in and out every row, up and down every aisle, at every campus. All the churches in St. Louis, God, I believe there's no distance in prayer. Illinois, people watching online through our app. God, I believe that this was a word from God to them. To say this week is going to be a positive week. We're not going to be overcome. We're going to be not overwhelmed. We're actually going to do 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. God, some of them, their gas gauge was all the way on empty today. They came to church and they got filled up. God, I ask you today to relieve burdens and pressures. I hear the Lord say even some of your marital problems that you have is because you just haven't had fun. You guys need a date night. You need to turn the phones off. You need to not worry. You need to pass to the positive. Cast all your cares upon God, for he cares for you. It's going to work out. You worrying about it's not going to help anything. It's just going to drive you crazy. Choose joy. Choose strength. I call you blessed. I call you favored. I call you strong. I call you anointed. I call you happy. I call you chemically balanced. I call you a son and a daughter of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Come on, Earth City, everybody, Fairview.